Well, good evening to one and all, folks. And I've got three lovely young men with me just now. And they're welcome to the Danny Kyle Open Stage. And they are, of course, the Paper Sparrows. There's Ross, David and Colin. Good evening to you, chaps.
Good evening, Eamon. Thanks for having us.
We're delighted that you came along to do the Danny Kyle Open Stage. Now, you've been actually quite busy during lockdown, haven't you, recording stuff?
We have indeed. We've just completed a five-track EP, which we released in December. And we've just been finishing off an album and a single. A single should be out in the next couple of months, and we're just finishing up the album.
Oh, excellent. So we'll look forward to that coming. Have you found it quite productive, actually, not being able to do it?
Yeah, we've been quite productive over the various lockdowns. We've been doing a lot of online shows as well as recording in the studio. And those have been quite good because we've got to sort of collaborate with people that we probably wouldn't have, we've got to collaborate with otherwise. So I think we managed to work with Chris Drever, Rod Clements from Lindisfarne and Catherine Priddy, some really good acts all virtually over the sort of COVID period, which has been pretty exciting.
Fantastic. Now, what I'm going to get you to do is, what's your first track you want to play?
The first track, if I can remember it, is a song called Tears Like Silver, which we've got a sort of studio video up. So you can see us recording it in the studio and a montage of us all sort of falling over and falling out in the studio put together. It's a sort of lead track of the EP. The EP is called the Silver EP, so this is the sort of lead track of that. And it's a sort of story song. It tells the story of a young man being chased across a rather large field.
I love it. Yes, it definitely gets the imagination. Well, we're going to play that for your first track now. And what would you choose for your second one?
This one's called This Little Room. And this is a song that David wrote about his wife.
Ooh.
I did, yeah. It's actually written about our time living in Glasgow, which is a nice Celtic connection. when we lived in the smallest little sort of one-room flat in Woodland Terrace. Just by Charing Cross. So that is what This Little Room is about.
Excellent. I always like to know where the sort of stories come from. It makes it so much more interesting. But on the other hand, you can almost make up something in your mind, and then when you find out what it's really about, you are quite surprised. And have you been writing for quite a long time? Have you been together quite a long time?
We've been together for many years now.
2015?
2015. The next song, actually, Sunday Shoes, was the first song we wrote together. We ran a folk club in Edinburgh called Folksville, and I had David come along and play. And over the months, he wound me down to have a jam session down at his. I was not up for it. Very nice chap. We got on very well. But we were playing about in his flat, and I was ready to go out the door, and I was playing in his new Gretsch, just started playing this little riff, and he said, keep playing that. I was like, no, I'm going. But that became Sunday Shoes, the first song that we wrote together a long time before Colin came onto the scene. But this song is about
this song. Well, it's quite typical of our songs because it's written around, or it started life as one of Ross's guitar parts. Ross, you know, I'd say he's quite a big contributor to the sound of the band with his intricate guitar playing. So it started with a guitar part. And then the following weekend after we wrote the music, I was down in New York and I was walking around the museum. And I just, every time I went into a new room, I wrote a verse for the song. So it's sort of, if you walk around York Museum in a sort of anti-clockwise direction listening to this song and you walk quite quickly, then it should match up perfectly.
What would you be walking in though, David?
You would be walking in your Sunday shoes.
Excellent. Well, that's your third track. And we're at your last track. What are you going to play for your last track?
I think Colin should say a little something about this. What's it called, Colin?
If I remember correctly, the last song is called Dance in the Ashes.
Indeed.
Very impressive. Colin never remembers any of the names of the songs.
It's a kind of spontaneous response.
This song, the last gig that we played at the Pleasance Cabaret Bar in Edinburgh, I instead of singing the actual lyrics, I sang the version that Colin rewrote, and it's called Dance in the Ashes. Colin rewrote it as Cash in the Attic. So when you listen to this one, you can imagine we're singing about cash in the attic. So it's actually a really old, or a relatively old song. I wrote the first demo long before the band when I was at university in St Andrews, and it's about looking up at the murmuration of birds. You know, those wonderful patterns that birds make in the sky. And I saw that once at sort of when the sun was going down and the sky was turning red, and it sort of looked like a big fire in the sky and these sort of ashes tumbling down. And I made that into a song.
Right. So are all these ones on your EP or?
Yeah, they're on the EP. You can get that, purchase a copy off our Bandcamp. We've got CD copies we'll post out, or you can download it. It's on all the evil streaming platforms as well. So if you're insistent on streaming, you can get it on Spotify and all the other places.
And we might be able to see you live quite soon. Where's that going to be?
We've got a gig coming up in Edinburgh quite soon at the Roxy, the Assembly.
Assembly Roxy on the 11th of February. We've got Caro Bridges and her new band and Other Dog. So really looking forward to that, and I think hopefully this year as well we've got a kind of UK tour hopefully planned, if everything goes well and everything stays open, and we'll get Colin to remember all the songs for that, all the song titles,
not necessarily in the right order
or the right words, yeah.
I think it'll be very interesting coming to one of your shows. Well, I want to thank so much for being part of the Danny Kyle Open Stage this year. Sadly, it's not live, but you've brought your magic music to us and hopefully to a new audience, and we will hopefully get out and see you live. So thanks, lads. Safe onward journeys. And thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Liz.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
1, 2, 3, 4. Shone like silver as he cried, what I'd give for one more day, one last reprieve before I lay. No price you name I wouldn't pay, what I'd give for one more day. Said, mister, won't you please give me food and shelter, my feet are worn thin. The figure stood on the horizon, his men are riding this way tonight. What I'd give for one more day, one last reprieve before I lay. No precious name I wouldn't pay, or what I'd give for one more day. young eyes staring out, tethered to my weary frame. And round his crooked neck, a red ring is burning yet, the devil's mark upon his skin. From the corner of my mind, I hear the young man calling, still reaching for his love. And one day soon I will release him, when my bones sink in to the dirt. What I'd give for one more day, one last reprieve before I lay. A brand new name I wouldn't pay. What I'd give for one more day. A brand new name I wouldn't pay. What I'd give for one more day. mother to her boy. You can take any path you enjoy, but don't go running outside with your Sunday shoes on. You can chase away the blues, my son. Now you can swing and sweep your wooden sword, or play with the medals from your granddaddy's war. That fallen branch in the forest you found, sling it on your shoulder and you're battle bound. But don't go running outside with your Sunday shoes on. You can't fight away the blues, my son. No treasure you will not find, but don't go running outside with your Sunday shoes on. You can chase away the blues, my son. No, don't go running outside with your Sunday shoes on. Thank you. there, spirits high there, feelings clear. Give me hope now, give me peace. I'm a dead spirit man in his hour of need. I never understand you much, the things you'll do, but you light the way as you move. No fear as you dance through the air, but I hear your songs coming through. Let it burn over my head, let it burn over me. As though